And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 2nd of February, 2015. It's the anniversary of the founding of the National League in baseball, 1876, 30 years after the first recorded baseball game in Hoboken, New Jersey, in which the New York Knickerbockers lost 23-1 to the New York 9. The first professional club had been the Cincinnati Red Stockings, formed in 1869, and 2 years later, a league was formed, but there was a lot of gambling going on, and teams were springing up in cities that were too small to support them, and one team, the Boston Red Stockings, completely dominated that league, and so they started another one. Eight teams joining together on this day in 1876, meeting in New York City. 1922, on this day, Ulysses by James Joyce was published on Joyce's 40th birthday. It had taken him 7 years to write and edit. As he was editing it, his eyesight got worse and worse so that he could hardly make out the print. Finally sent the manuscript off to a printer out in Dijon. Joyce was living in Paris at the time. The type was set by printers who did not know English, so there were many, many errors on the page proofs, which James Joyce continued to revise. He added 100,000 words to the page proofs during the printing process. Many mistakes remained, but on this day in 1922, a copy of the book arrived at Joyce's apartment, and he took his friends out to an Italian restaurant, Ferrari's, to celebrate. And it's the birthday of the novelist Ayn Rand, born Alyssa Rosenbaum in St. Petersburg, Russia, 1905. She was 12 years old when the Russian Revolution broke out. She saw the first guns fired from the balcony of her family home. Communists took over her father's shop, and her family was reduced to poverty. She went to college in St. Petersburg, but when she got a visa to visit relatives in Chicago, she vowed never to return. Came to America. After 6 months, she moved to Hollywood to become a screenwriter, published her first screenplay, 1932, and that allowed her to work on novels in her spare time. Her first important novel was The Fountainhead, came out in 1943, about an architect named Howard Roark, who blows up a housing project he built because his design was corrupted by the influence of others. His philosophy is that in order to achieve greatness, individuals have to be allowed to realize their own personal vision, not be tied down by society, which was Rand's philosophy, which he called objectivism. Here's a poem for today by Alan Feldman entitled The Coyote. If you stripped a dog of its social eagerness, gave it a loping indifference to human presence, and starved it, you'd have a coyote stalking like a shadow among the garbage cans at the top of Pearl Street near the Fine Arts Work Center. We're heading back to our car through a fine mist, the streetlights haloing amid the black trees, and we stop watching him appear and disappear, gaunt as a Giacometti. He's nothing like a dog bounding into the street. Does he care if this is a street or just a hard place under his paws? Ever since childhood, I've tried to be alert to what people are up to. But why not see the coyote's point of view, how he prefers to ignore them, following his own track through the darkness? Alan Feldman's poem, The Coyote, from his collection Immortality, published by University of Wisconsin Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.